means of communication or information flow between various departments. And of course, the idea is that we're trying to get a single view of individuals and perpetrators in this case across the entire government system. And we are building on this to what we call NISPIS at a later stage. And I think that we continue to participate in this transversal hub of the integrated justice system. And I just also think to one of the members who mentioned the fact that departments continue working in silos, this is forcing departments to work together. And I think we are able to, to share information, but also process things much quicker through this process. And I think what would be useful, Chair, and I'm really appreciative of this particular meeting, in that it brings together more than one government department. And we would make the call or the request that the portfolio committee continue to invite other departments so we can see the entire value chain of how we're processing issues pertaining to children. Now, I just also want to make the point around one recommendation that was made by the Department of Justice that the DSD should provide social workers intermediary services. See, in 2008, you recall, Cabinet took a decision around government departments employing social workers and absorbing social workers. So you would note that the department, Mola just read out the numbers. Correctional services employ social workers, basic education now employ social workers, and a number of other departments. So our call would be largely that it would be a lot easier if justice or SEPs employ the social workers as opposed to the department, because it makes it difficult for us to monitor manage processes within that space, because it's within the center which belongs to justice. So our call would be largely on that, but we are open to have conversations with the department in this regard. Then I do also want to just highlight, there is an important issue. I mean, and Gary started talking to it, but I think it's important, honorable members, that at some point, provinces are called to the committee to come and account for some of the states. You would note that Western Cape is one of the provinces, actually, that has been consistently not providing us or assisting us when it comes to issues of customization. So we are not able to report as a cluster on the whole in terms of what we're doing as government on the whole within the context of social development, because we are not customized as a portfolio. And it's purely because one province is not customizing and allowing us to work and report as a cluster. And that's causing serious problems for us, even with the Department of DPMD, Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. And of course, I've had numerous discussions with the HOD, written to the HOD, and engaged around this matter and emphasized the importance and the requests by DPME to ensure that there is an element of customization. I actually just read a letter now, I think it was 2021, where the Treasury wrote and was very specific to all provinces, very, very specific, that the money that is being provided through what's the allocation? The conditional grant was purely a directive for, and I know one of the members said it was GBV, no, it was HIV and social behavioral change program. It's very specific in the letter from Treasury to all departments. However, the Western Cape decided to use the money for something else. And this is why, when we report, we're able to say Western Cape has not provided or done these programs because the money allocated to them has been shifted to something else. Then I just also do want to focus on just two more things. I think there was a question raised around, I think the last member, one of the members raised a concern that when crimes are happening in communities, members of communities are keeping quiet. Families are keeping quiet, yet they see the crime happen. And the reality is that communities that continue to do that should be equally guilty, because they ought to and have a responsibility to report such matters. And of course, unfortunately, the space we are living in now, times we are living in as a country, it's quite dangerous. However, it is important that community members, family members, and those who see these activities taking place to report them accordingly. Otherwise, the argument is that we could very well be as equally guilty as well. So much more needs to be done in that space. Then I also do want to respond to one last are the budgets of NPOs going to be cut or increased? We utilize NPOs as a very important implementing arm of the organization. So we continue to advocate for additional funding to support NPOs. It's not our call to make in terms of the reduction of funds, and you know that we spend on average 8.2 billion rands a year just supporting NPOs, and that number is very modest if you don't take into account the support provided, for example, by USAID, by the Germans, and a number of other development partners who work with us. That's not included. So if you include that, if you go way beyond, maybe even close to 10 billion rands. And no, we don't foresee a reduction in support for NPOs, particularly in terms of funding for them. I wish I could see what's in the Minister of Finance speech to give you a hint of what's going to come out, but I suppose we'll all have to wait to 3 o'clock this afternoon. So lastly, maybe just as, really as a last point, you know, honorable members, I think let me make a proposal. One is that I've noted the concern by members, particularly when it comes to information, and they're not knowing where programs are in their respective constituencies or provinces, and the commitments that we would like to make is that we will share this sort of compendium of programs with you, so you know exactly where our social behavioral change programs are taking place. We'll equally invite members to participate in some of the programs that we have, so that you are fair with the necessary information as it relates to this to the work that we are doing. And the truth of the matter is, we are doing a significant amount of work across the country. We would love to do more. However, we know that it's the role of provinces and local municipalities in the main who are at the coalface of where people are to really infuse the programs into urban and peri-urban areas and townships and villages and the length and breadth essentially of the Republic. And I think that if we had more resources in terms of human capacity, but also in terms of financial capacity, we would certainly do more, and we'd see the curve, as it were, going down as opposed to either being stagnant or increasing. And I think a lot more needs to be done from that. This is one of the reasons why we operate in the program Train the Trainer kind of a thing, where we empower people for them to empower others. And the minister spoke this morning around the importance of homes being empowered, streets being empowered, communities being empowered, and that's essentially our modus operandi, is to really try and get communities to also be the ones who champion these programs and not necessarily wait for government. And this is why Askulume, for example, is being a very successful program, where we see members of the clergy now actually leading their own programs in their respective places of religion. So these are becoming very, very important, but of course much more needs to be done. So we will improve on the communication aspects and on the reporting aspect as well. I think we should be sort of more specific when we report to the committee in terms of provinces and districts where work is actually happening, so members are able to see the level of impact that is being derived from this. So lastly, I do want to say I think one of the key things that we need to really pay more attention to is to strengthen our family programs. At the heart of it all, everything starts in the family. And if the family unit is broken, the reality is that the ripple effect of that leads us to a range of issues, social ills, and so on and so forth. So if we get the family right, we get the community right, we'll get the recreational facilities right at the schools and the various other areas where people gather. We will eventually get that right. And I think that we just have to make a call for families to be much more involved in the growth and development of children, and to make sure that they play a much more critical role and not necessarily depend on government or depend on schools and other institutions where their children may be. It starts at the home. And I think if we get that right, we will certainly turn the corner as the country as it relates to murder and the killing of children. So, Honorable Chair, and honorable members, I hope that we have covered on all questions. Any other related questions that members would have, we'd be glad to receive those in writing. provide responses accordingly. But thank you very much for the opportunity, Honorable Chair. Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, I'm already in the parliament. I'm sorry for that. Are there any other hands so that we can adjourn the meeting for now? Seemingly, there's no follow up. Can I thank everyone in the meeting and especially with the Department of Justice? I really appreciated their presentation. I know for a fact that we can keep on and engaging them and ask questions of clarity if necessary. And then I would also like to thank the department. Otherwise, let's attend the meeting. Thank you ever so much.
If the chairperson will run the budget, you want to see?
Yes, yes. Exactly, we are in the budget room of the venue now. Okay.